KSL traffic, triple team traffic, and starting with you, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, watching I-15, it is improving at the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Some stop and go right before you get to 123rd South Draper. There is a lot of slowing, though, on 123rd as you go down the hill from Riverton at 126th and then through the river bottoms before it breaks up before you get to the freeway. Still seeing I-15 delays at 215 and at 21st South. Eric Butler.
Have some wet roads down in Utah County, and that's slowing down the northbound freeway drive between Spanish Fork and Provo. By the time you get up to Orem, things look like it's drying out a little bit, and you don't have any delays because of volume from that point all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
It's a crawl right now, southbound I-15, leaving 200 North in Kaysville, all the way down to the U.S. 89 Park Lane split. That is due to it's a semi that was on fire. Got several emergency vehicles on the scene. They're blocking two right-hand lanes, only the HOV lane and the left lane available to you. That's causing the delays. But once you get past it, you're at pretty good speeds the rest of the way into Salt Lake on dry roads. Every life has a story. When your story is told, how will you be remembered? John Jones climbed down into Nutty Putty Cave. This is his story. The Last Descent in theaters now, rated PG. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.